This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
That's right, Mark Caboli joining us now for a full hour. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. And our good friend Mark is brought to you by Bet365. Mark was on with the PM guys on Friday. He turns around, he hangs out, stays in studio, goes on with Jeff Hathorn, and then I saw clips being pushed out over the weekend. You jumped on with Austin Bechtold.
I got to learn how to say no.
You know what?
I can't. I mean, whenever guys need help, I'll help them.
We see the numbers. We know that our Mark Caboli Hour is very popular. And anybody who gets you on the show, you're going to get that bump too. And you are so nice. And you give people your time. You are like such an Eeyore dude, man. Like this dark cloud is over your head at all times and you're swearing under your breath, but you don't even know it, man.
He's
you're a
soft
teddy bear.
Inside, yeah.
You're a huge softie.
Speaking of that, I don't appreciate you talking over my opening right there of Callus.
It was the music part.
The little do-do-do-do-do-do-do at the end there, nah. And you're talking over it. So
I was just trying to
Turned it back into an idiot. So you do that to me there from time to time there, Adam.
What, cut you off?
No, turn me back into a jerk.
Well, we got all kind of Steelers questions for you this morning.
He's on one today, too, because, you know.
It's what happened?
Yeah, I know. I didn't know yesterday. I was cleaning my house, didn't know what happened, and everybody's freaking out about West Virginia. I'm like, what's going on? Interesting.
They must have got a bad draw.
Yeah. It's a shame.
Yeah, they're favored in their next matchup against nobody. I mean.
Well.
Like, people might think it's shtick. It's not shtick. Like, I care way too much. And I've been bummed out all morning long. Like during season, during the breaks, I'm ticked off. I called the damn guy.
Pitt and West Virginia
need an answer.
They should just play a game. Scrimmage, exhibition. Have everybody come.
Now, who is, forgive me here, but who's the West Virginia AD?
His name is Ren Baker.
You got to get him on that committee.
No doubt. He released a statement yesterday. He was real mad, which was good. And he didn't really pull any punches, which I like. All right, moving on. We'll get to the Steelers stuff in a second, but Mulsey just asked this question. I actually wanted to get your guys' opinion on it, too. Like, bracket season, right? Do you fill out one or do you fill out a whole bunch?
I usually don't fill out any.
See, I knew you were going to say
neither.
That.
Yeah.
What is with you guys?
Just because
we're normal human beings.
Yeah, it's not going to do. I'm not going to win. And I'm just like, all right, whatever. Like, I'm going to just do it for fun. I'm just wasting time.
That's sort of like saying, you know, what the third string Steelers defensive tackle and what his strengths and weaknesses are when you're like, okay, who's going to win, Princeton or Colgate?
Right.
I don't know. Like, I wouldn't even watch that if they were playing in my front yard.
Well, you're one of the few people who won't because there'll be millions and millions of people.
What I'm saying is you're totally guessing.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about
Except
it.
Except Pony. He probably watched it.
I heard Pony's More Ways to Win show yesterday. He was all over it. I mean, he's all over it. He knows everybody's backup point guard, but that's Pony. It is 9:06. Time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get with those premiums, 724-443-5610. I think if you make multiple brackets, you're kind of a weirdo. I think you go one. You go one bracket, and if you want to submit it to a whole bunch of different places, do that. But, like, I can't – how can I keep track of multiple brackets? I never do multiple fantasy teams either. That drives me nuts because I feel like I'm rooting against myself at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Like – oh, I've got Joe Mixon in one league, but I'm going against him in the next league. Well, what do I root for? And that kind of defeats the whole purpose of it. You're trying to make it more exciting what you're watching.
Who do you think is going to win?
I've been on Auburn all season. They've lost 3 out of 4. I think Duke's going to win the thing.
Yeah.
Duke winning the tournament, the ACC tournament, even though it's a down year for the league, without Cooper Flagg and another starter, they were down 2 starters, and they beat North Carolina. And then they go on to really run away from a good Louisville team.
Mm-hmm.
I think Duke's going to win the thing.
Yep.
Right, correct me if I'm wrong, but if there's a team that needs to complain, it might be Duke. That bracket is, you know, my limited knowledge seems like the toughest region of them all.
Well, Duke got penalized for playing in the weak ACC. So did Louisville as an 8 seed, which I thought was laughably bad by the committee. So those two teams got screwed because the ACC is quote-unquote weak, and yet North Carolina gets in. There's just contradictions up and down the darn thing. All right, to the football. Steelers signed 2 depth defensive linemen. I mean, that's what they are, Mark, right? I mean, neither of these guys are expected to be starters or impact pieces, right?
Nah, just throw them in there, see what they can do. Some veteran leadership. I mean, we talk about, obviously they need it, but you know there's a guy that they were high on last year, but he got hurt. Was Logan Lee.
Mm-hmm.
So he has to be in that mix too. He was healthy probably midway through the season. He could have went. So you throw him into the mix as a new face, but there's nobody there that you expect to take the 70 or 80 snaps. And I've been saying this for a while now, guys. As long as this goes on and they don't add a piece or a key piece or a definite starter, just tells me Benton's the guy. I mean, even if they do draft one in the first round, what are the odds of him coming in and being successful and being so up high, so ready to go that he's going to get the 80% of the snaps? I don't see it. I think they're going to have a huge ask of Benton right now, unless there's something coming down the road here that I don't see. I don't think defensive ends, I don't think there's much out there or difference makers anymore.
Not anymore.
So what are the other options do you have? A guy like, and I mentioned this guy, is Calais Campbell, a big monster, put him in the middle, kick Benton outside, throw waves at you like the Eagles. Maybe not as good.
Definitely not as good, but yeah, like where your head's at.
Just waves at. Other than that, even if you take Grant in the first round, he gets there. I wouldn't anticipate him being a starter day one.
No, look at Stephon Tuitt. It wasn't until the end of that first year where he really took off. You look at Cam Hayward, it wasn't until like year three where he really took off.
But Hayward should have been in there earlier. He was just behind 2 pretty good players.
Right.
Yeah, they had a much better situation that they could wait on him. I think they're going to draft one in round one, Mark.
Well, it depends on who's there. I mean, if the guy, the good ones or the first round graded ones are gone, why would you even go there? I mean, I would imagine that many people look at the Eagles situation and say, hey, this works, so let's load up on our defensive linemen. It all depends, man. I mean, I guess we have to wait till free agent plays out a little bit more, but you're getting darn close to knowing what their target's going to be in the draft. At least, I mean, I would imagine now you kick cornerback maybe down the road unless there's a stud right there. But, I mean, you're looking at – I hate to say quarterback. I'm not going to say quarterback. You're looking at wide receiver. You're looking at defensive line. You're looking at potentially running back.
Do you think that the reason why that they didn't pay a big-time defensive line free agent is because of the holdup at quarterback?
I don't think so. They could have manufactured money if they really needed that. They got a pretty much...
Not $20 million.
Why not? I mean, Highsmith and who else? Highsmith.
I mean, they haven't restructured...
And Freiermuth could get you 15 right off the bat.
You could do it with Minka, too, couldn't you?
I don't think you want to do that. Then you're pretty much pushing a year out from him. You want to have... pretty much all that money You don't want to owe him money into the future if you're not sure about him next year.
Are they not sure about him? I mean, I'm not, but...
If they have to, they would. But that's the guys... That would be probably way down on the list if you really need money. And make no mistake about it, they have a pretty much idea of what they're going to spend on the quarterback if Rodgers is coming. I mean, they have a pretty good idea if he says no. If they go to Russell, how much they would give him. And if not, then you're just scraping the barrel there. So they have an idea of how much money they're going to have.
So we've spent a lot of time now on defensive line and none with you, Mark, on quarterback. Let's do that when we come back. Where things stand with Aaron Rodgers, if Russell Wilson is still part of the equation, or could Mason Rudolph be your day one starter? That's next. Plus, apparently, Mark has a weird take on parades. People are texting in, so we'll get to that as well. You can text us, brought to you by Eggersteiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. We asked the question, who do you think will be the Steelers' starting quarterback week one? Aaron Rodgers, Mason Rudolph, Russell Wilson. I think a lot of people voting with their hearts. They vote Mason Rudolph, 63% of the vote. Russell Wilson, 19%, and Aaron Rodgers, 18%. Mark, we bring you on here because you know what's going on.
No, I don't.
Who would you put money on to be the Steelers' opening day quarterback?
I would say Aaron Rodgers right now.
Okay.
But...
What's the holdup here? The Vikings?
If I'm going to come out here and tell you what I know what the holdup is, Aaron Rodgers, I'm going to be a lot like these weekend reports are just totally just speculating. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. They might think they know.
All right, give us your best speculation then. Because apparently the...
He's being him.
Well, the Giants offered more money, according to reports. According to other reports, he wants to be a Viking. Michael Silver reports that the Vikings are like 50-50 on not knowing whether they want Rodgers or to roll forward now with J.J. McCarthy. And then there's the whole Russell Wilson thing up in the air.
Yeah, with Russell going to Cleveland and now New York without a contract, he's just sitting there waiting. Waiting for Aaron Rodgers to say no so he can swoop in here. I mean, that has all the indications in the world to me.
So you don't think that the bridges have been burned there between the Steelers and Russell Wilson?
I think the bridges are burned. The bridges are burned until you really need them, you know?
If, let's say, they strike out on Rodgers and they turn their lonely eyes back to Russell Wilson, I mean, he's got to hold them over the barrel, right? Like, whatever they thought they were going to pay him, I'm guessing they're going to have to pay him a little
bit more. You're only as good as your options. I mean, what are these other options? The 3-14 Giants or the 0-17 Browns?
Mm-hmm.
If you want any chance to win as a 37-year-old quarterback, you better not be going there, especially when, I mean, it's potentially the Giants are going to draft a quarterback in the first round, right? Do you want to put up with that? So his best case, for him professionally, would be the return here. I mean, if all this stuff blows up, I mean, I don't even think you think twice and just hand the ball to Mason. If Rodgers goes to Minnesota and they don't want Wilson or he goes to the Giants, you just hand it to Mason and say, you're our starter. No pole position, no I'm going to go pay a ton for Kirk Cousins because now he has no trade clause and all this stuff.
Could they fool themselves into falling in love with Jackson Dart? Drafting him at 21.
Let's hope not. But anything's on the board right now. But something tells me all of this chatter with Jackson Dart is going to push him up.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the Steelers are in no position to move up in the draft this year. And
so you think he might go before the Steelers pick?
Yeah. Really? I mean, you're hearing a lot of chatter, and once you get to draft day, teams get very, very desperate. I mean, if it's the Saints or whoever it might be that might not need one, says, hey, let's take our chance because we really, really love this guy, even though he hasn't, what's he's played, three good games in his career? I don't even know. I wouldn't. I mean, just at this at that point, just go with Mason and let's just rerun it again next year.
Well, how do you think Mason would play?
I mean, he can't be any worse than what I mean, he would be probably say on the same level as or Russell, probably the same level as anybody else they would bring in right now. I mean, if not better.
Fields, Sam Darnold.
Yeah, I think he would be honestly. And people probably don't want to hear this, but I think he was a better option for this year than Justin Fields would be. As in winning right now. I mean, Justin could be a guy that you can transform your offense into and probably would have been the best bet overall. But if you want to win this year, I think with Mason and you have some weapons, if you keep George around, you add, I mean, Freiermuth and that offensive line, which is, I still think that's a little bit of revisionist history there. They got some talent on that offensive line. They just got to.
Yeah, they're just young.
Yeah, and plus they got to get Broderick Jones back.
Yeah.
If Broderick Jones plays above average, that's an above average, if not better, offensive line. And you hear people say, oh, this offensive line's terrible. No, they got a lot invested in it and a lot of good players. They just have to bring it all together. So I think Mason would. I think Mason would be able to be successful here with obviously more weapons than Russell had last year.
Do you think they told him, like, that he'd have an opportunity to start, or do you think that it was just established that, all right, you're going to be a backup?
I think he's under the impression it was a backup.
Okay.
But, once again, things change in a hurry in this league.
Well, and a backup behind an old guy.
Yeah, that's the key. He sees 37 in December and 42 in November, whenever it is, and saying, if I have a chance to start.
This is it, yeah.
If anywhere I have a chance to start, this is it.
All right, let's play this hypothetical out even further. Let's say they swing and miss on Rodgers and the bridges are burned with Russ and he winds up with the Giants and it is Mason Rudolph.
Mm-hmm.
Say they win 10 games. Not out of the realm of possibility. They seem to win 10 games. That's what they do. If he does, could they convince themselves he's the guy? Would they allow for that possibility? Mason Rudolph, QB1, ..
Nah, I think they would. You would still. I don't think they would find themselves in a position where with Ben, he was franchise Hall of Famer. Let's just ride him, get him weapons. Here they got to go more like say the Falcons did. Okay, we had Kirk Cousins, but hey, if we have a Jackson Dart coming down the road, we better add him. I don't think they would go if he had a great season, and they can see him being around for a couple years. That's when you really, really, I think. Focus in on the draft. Find a guy that can maybe sit for a year. Next year might be that year. But you, what can happen in a year? I don't really know who the best quarterbacks are next year, who some of them are. I remember at one point, Christian Hackenberg was a can't-miss prospect.
Right. Didn't our good friend, Budsaw from the Trib, say that he's the next Sidney Crosby or something like that? Sorry, Adamski, for making you relive that one. That's a tough look right there.
I got you. Remember the Chris Mueller, Chris Mueller. He was the other Mueller.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I still have Chris Mueller, Mueller in my phone with the fan in parentheses.
Mm-hmm. He once told me about 6-7 years ago that Kendrick Lamar is better than Michael Jackson.
I don't know, man.
And I still rip on him for that.
Ain't nobody better than the king, but Kendrick Lamar has. His career's gone upward.
Yeah.
He's just performing in the Super Bowl pretty good. That's not a terrible take.
Oh, 7 years
that
ago?
That is
a terrible take.
That's a terrible take. I could see V. Drake, but not Michael Jackson.
At that time, to say he'd be better than Drake actually would have been going out there on a limb, too. And we see how that's gone. Here's a text. Hey, guys, I asked the manager at Home Depot who the biggest tool he ever saw is, and he showed me a picture of Adam Crowley.
Oh, my.
Man.
To which I replied, good one, and they said, thanks, 13-9.
Man.
Was that guy's name Pat Bostick?
I'm having a day. No, Bostick's classy. Like, I was expecting Bostick to text me last night and be like, wow, I didn't see West Virginia in the bracket, but he didn't do that because you guys like me enough. to be nice.
And what do you fall back on? What, NIT, you know?
I got nothing.
Bostic not texting you is a slap in the face. He's just like sitting there just like, yeah, I'm not going to text him. And he knows that you're thinking that he's going to text you. And him not texting you is worse than him texting you.
I mean, it's the first time I gave it thought.
But
not like I'm sitting there going, oh, man, I'm so bummed out Bostic doesn't respect me enough to talk trash on me.
Well, then you can come back and say, where's the hoop team playing? How did that football season end? I mean,
we don't have to bring football.
That's what I'm saying. He has to,
you're bringing this up.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm thinking like Pat right now.
He's trying to cause divides is what he's trying to
I'm thinking of Pat, why he wouldn't bring it up, because I know Crowley's going to come back with this, so I can't.
I got nothing to stand on right now, frankly. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Okay, so Rodgers still has not made the decision. The Steelers have Mason Rudolph and Skylar Thompson right now at the quarterback position. What's the ceiling? We talked about this on Friday. What's the ceiling, Mark, in your opinion, for the Steelers with Rudolph versus the ceiling for Rodgers? Like, could they win big with Aaron in your mind?
The thing is, I think they are both 10-win quarterbacks, but I probably would like my chances in the playoffs more with Aaron.
We said the exact same thing last week.
I wasn't even listening to you guys. We're all on the same wavelength. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you want to go into Cincinnati, Baltimore, Buffalo. Name a team, whatever. Buffalo. With Mason, and no offense to him, or Aaron Rodgers, who could catch lightning in a bottle and pretty much been there, done that with everywhere.
I mean,
that's probably why they want him.
I've been anti-Rodgers since like Wednesday last week. Initially, I said I will take Aaron over Russell Wilson 100 times out of 100, because if I'm going the old guy route, I might as well go with the old guy that I haven't seen play in the black and gold before. I've changed my opinion on all that because I just don't want the circus. But if you're asking me who's got a better chance to win you a playoff game, it's Aaron Rodgers. Because here's one thing with Rodgers. The consistency's not there, right? I mean, last season he was inconsistent. But it's not like he couldn't do it every now and again. And it's not like he didn't have games. And you could convince yourself he could have that game when it matters most way, way more than you could convince yourself that Mason Rudolph could.
You look at any of his plays from last year, they have cut-ups online. Man, Aaron Rodgers still has that arm talent with
that back
shoulder fade.
Yeah, he does.
Woo-hoo-hoo, that's pretty sweet. And by the way, why wouldn't you want the circus? You're a co-host of the most popular sports radio show in town. Why wouldn't you want
that? We want it.
Yes, he just said he didn't. He didn't want the circus.
I don't want the circus from a fan perspective. From an occupational perspective, oh my God, it would be the greatest thing that's ever happened to this radio show. If every week we have Aaron Rodgers stuff to react to, it would be tremendous for us. But I care about the listeners, and I care about what's best for the franchise.
Don't you go to the circus to be entertained? Don't you always be? You know, if you're going to buy a ticket to the circus, you are looking to be entertained, and if you are willing to spend money to go to a circus, you are going to be entertained.
Agree or disagree, though, this could be nationally embarrassing for the Steelers in a way that we haven't seen in a long
time. I don't know how it would be.
Really?
In what way? Like it hasn't been before.
Example, New York Jets.
I mean, what did the Steelers, what were they last year? They were embarrassing, too, last year, in the year before.
They're embarrassing for us locally because they are average as hell. But nationally, yeah, the tide's starting to turn on them a little bit. But nationally, they're looked at as the stable Steelers. Look at these stable Steelers. They're always going to win 10 games. Look at Mike Tomlin. Never had a losing season. I'm not saying it would definitely happen. But if Rodgers comes in here, there's like a 40% chance, if not higher, that he starts throwing DK Metcalf under the bus or George Pickens under the bus, and you become the New York Jets for a season.
But to play devil's advocate, do you need somebody to come in and hold some people accountable?
I think that if I want to massage this, like if they get him and I'm trying to look for the good, yeah, I think he would push Mike Tomlin. I definitely think he would push Mike Tomlin, and that might be for the good. I could see it going, though, like if they're not winning football games the way they think they can, it goes absolutely sideways.
The only reason, I feel like the only reason why he was throwing people under the bus because he had the power. Like, nobody else in that organization had power but him. I mean, Saleh was fired. His offensive coordinator was demoted. Like, who else had the power? That's not going to happen here. He's not going to get Mike Tomlin fired.
I mean, Ben Roethlisberger used to go on his radio show every week and crush guys.
He's not going to get anybody fired here.
No, he's not going to get anybody fired, but you're starting calling guys out left and right.
Who is the leader on the offense right now? Who's the guy you look to? There isn't any, right?
Correct.
There is not any. I mean, last year you knew darn well you could have done anything you wanted, and Russell Wilson would have put a, and God love him, would have put a positive spin on it. Now, if so-and-so is acting up, not doing his job, and old number 12 or number 8, whatever number he is, points him out, maybe you need that.
Probably 8.
Yeah, I don't think we'll be 12.
Go on a limb and say 8, yeah.
Pointing him out might not be a bad thing. And honestly, people don't want him. What's your poll, 18% or whatever it was? Have him start the season 3-4-0 and see where that number is. What I'm saying, it's all about winning.
Oh, no question about that. And if you're winning, Rodgers won't be throwing guys under the bus, you wouldn't think.
Why would he go to the Vikings?
Because they're good?
They could win? They're close?
I just don't believe it because he's...
They won 14 games.
But Sam Darnold.
He's following Brett Favre's footsteps.
That we've
That's
agreed
awful.
With. That we have talked about. Mr. I'm My Own Man Aaron Rodgers does exactly the same thing Brett Favre
exactly.
did.
Exactly.
I mean, there's great comedy in that.
There is.
And do you want to go to a place? If he's here, if he comes here, if, say Aaron Rodgers comes here, he's the starting quarterback unless he gets hurt. He goes to Minnesota, you're a 14-win potential team. You start the season 0-2, guess who's behind you? That first-round pick.
But you can't do that. You can't be like, well, if the Steelers start 3-0, things will be great. But those Vikings that won 14 games are going to be 0-2, and then all the wheels are going to fall off.
What I'm saying is I think the better opportunity – I mean, the Giants is just ridiculous. Why would he go there?
Agreed.
He's already – maybe he retires.
I think that's a stronger possibility than we've probably given it time on the air, is that he just walks away. All right, when we come back – you said something about George Pickens that went viral over the weekend. We'll talk about that. Najee Harris had a lot to say about the Steelers and their lack of facilities. Oh, we're going to react to Najee Harris's comments in a moment. The latest on George Pickens, so much more. But guys, I've been in this crisis this morning. And I view myself kind of as a nihilist. And now I certainly am with West Virginia getting left out of the tournament. I found out why. Andrew Filippone tweeted this on March 8th.
Oh, no.
Darren DeVries is doing an incredible job at West Virginia. 9-23 last year, dead last in Big 12. Pitt beat him by 24. Then he lost his best player for the season. Went out and beat Gonzaga, Arizona, Kansas, Iowa State. A lock to make the big dance.
Man. He's going to be leaving soon.
The coach?
Yep.
And
a son.
That's right.
They're both going to leave.
Mm-hmm. Where are they going?
Iowa.
You know what? West Virginia's open. Moon Township.
You're saying Andy Toole?
Oh. I'm putting that out there. Let's go.
I'd take him in a second. Let's go. I'd take him in a second.
Mark.
But I ain't doing that. Hold up. We can't do that to our friends at RMU.
No.
Talk about that off the air.
Yeah. You should have some reality show behind when the radio goes off.
Well, here's another thing I noticed walking through here, right? Every Monday they have a super serious board meeting going on, all the salespeople, all the department heads, and it's like a fishbowl. You could see in there, and it's very serious. And the head man, the head honcho, our big boss, Spack, he's running the thing, right? And it's super serious. And I look out, there's people dressed as leprechauns. they have four-leaf clovers. A couple people have their faces painted. And like they're having this super serious boardroom meeting. And everyone's dressed up like they're going to the parade. Which, by the way, you hate parades?
Oh, I hate parades.
Now, how can you hate a parade?
I don't like them either, but...
See, me and Dorn are on the same wavelength.
Listen, as a guy who has frequently attended parades in New Orleans, I gotta say, parades are outstanding fun.
Parades, to me, are like fireworks.
Fireworks, incredibly overrated.
So are parades?
You know, I'll look at them, but I'm not leaving my front yard.
Right.
Yeah.
But... people want to go to Mount Watt. Like, no, I'm good. No,
our St. Patrick's Day parade is a delight. It's an absolute delight.
No, you would go, say, you know, if my daughter's in a dance or cheerleading or whatever, or your band's there. But if I'm going to sit there and watch fire trucks and ambulances, I could just drive down the street from my house. Right? The only reason why you like parades is because you got that green beer in your hand. Come on. How many parades have you been since you were 21 that you didn't have a drink in your hand?
Exactly. I'm going to plead the fifth on that one. I don't want to incriminate myself. I've never gone to a parade since being an adult where I haven't had a beverage. Of course.
Yes.
But that's part of the fun. I roll it all in. Social media's biggest loser, Pony, because he cursed my team. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. How about Najee ripping the Steelers facility?
Low key, right? He did that a lot while with the Steelers. One of those. You talk about the subtle darts that Ben used to throw. Najee, he's the king of the subtle dart.
But you know what? You came out on the other end of it, and you're like, you know, these Chargers beat writers better not get used to this.
Nah.
They had him up in front of the podium.
You're not going to talk to him until probably about August. He won't talk in OTAs. He won't talk during.
He'll probably talk there.
Nah.
Why not?
Nah.
He loves it there. He's happy.
He's happy.
I've never seen a happier, more effervescent
Najee Harris.
Yeah, wait until they.
Do you think they didn't use him right here? Because he kind of intimated that as well, or implied that, I guess. You think he can catch the ball better than they allowed him to?
Well, he did have 80-some catches his first year, but they didn't have much anything else right there. I think you can have one or the other. We were hammering him 3 years ago. How can you possibly let Najee Harris touch the ball 390 times a year? So they back off of it and make him a third down back, Jaylen Warren. Now you don't get enough. I mean, he should probably be pretty happy that they backed off a little bit so he didn't wear him out completely.
I think we found out exactly what the league thinks of him, at least in the present time, whenever he got five and change to go there. I mean, it can be upwards of $9 million, but he has to hit the incentives. If he has a great year, he'll go out and get paid. Like, if he goes out there, performs well out there, it'll be a high-profile free agent acquisition, and then he'll have a chance to make a ton of money on the open market. But right now, I don't think his own team agrees with him.
Yeah, you know, honestly, that's the best spot for him. If he's not successful there, if he can't reclaim his Alabama days there, then you might as well you're not a number one then, because everything's set up for him with coaching staff, offensive line, scheme system, everything in Los Angeles Chargers to be able to be successful.
Just got a tweet. I think you guys got me on the parade thing.
Uh-oh.
Chris Barron, who listens to the show all the time, he tweets us a bunch. He said, "Parades suck. I can day drink without a parade."
Yes.
I've never been a big green beer guy, though. I've always been just, you know, drink Guinness.
You know, I went to a kid wanted to go to that Raising Cane's place. And they had green lemonade. I'm like, I'm like, green lemonade?
I'm Raising Cane's at the bottom of my hill.
And what are they doing? Just putting, like,
that's how you
coloring
know,
in it?
That's what? How you know during the ACC caught on around here, is that there's Raising Cane's popping up all over the place.
They literally have one thing, and they do it pretty well.
Chicken? They crush it.
No, I think they have one thing, chicken tenders. That's it.
Yeah, it's great.
It's great.
Yeah, it's not bad.
You like them?
Oh, I'm a big Raising Cane sauce guy.
Oh, yeah, their sauce is
good. I like to just bathe in that.
Mm. Oh, yeah. God.
I'd like to picture that.
Whoa.
That would be wasting food. We don't want to do that. It's almost time for us to feed the need with the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. March 25th, our Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon will be raising money to provide meals for our neighbors in need. Mark will have not bathed in it. You can text NEED to 50155 on our Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union text line. Your donation will provide meals locally. Brought to you by Rome Monument, Hampton Beer Outlet, Memorial Highway Chevrolet. All the details at 937thefan.com. 50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. I'm going to punch Bandwagon Bechtold in the face.
That's a good nickname.
Now he's tweeting out, oh, well, North Carolina, oh, everyone keeps complaining about West Virginia. What about Texas? They both deserve to be in over your school that won one quad one game all year. Bechtold, oh, go Penn State football when they're good.
He's the biggest bandwagoner ever.
When they're bad, oh, go Pitt football.
Yep.
Oh, when Pitt basketball is good, oh, I love Pitt basketball. When they're bad, oh, okay, let's go North Carolina.
Austin,
the hell out of here.
He was trying to start trouble, too. He came in here, didn't even say hi to me, just looked through the door. Let me see his sweatshirt, and he was like, oh, Caboli's here. Wow. And then just walked out.
He shall henceforth be referred to by me, Adam Richard Crowley, as Bandwagon Bechtold. And I love the kid. I think he's going places professionally. He's a tremendous hang. I'm going to hang out with him and watch basketball on Friday.
Oh, there's going to be a fight there.
But I am calling him Bandwagon Bechtold because he roots for he's like
– it's convenient.
Yes. Yes, he probably has a Lakers bumper sticker on his car.
Yep.
Lakers.
So now we have Donnie Slapass and Bandwagon Bechtold.
That's right. Yeah, he's picking off producers one by one, Callis.
Yet he's a Pirates apologist.
Correct. Yeah, the one team he's not going bandwagon on is the Buccos.
Doesn't he like the Dodgers, though?
Damn Dodgers!
Damn Dodgers.
Caboli, you said that if Pickens requests a trade, they'll trade him. Do you think he will request a trade? And do you think that's the only way they'd move him? Do you think they?
I do.
Okay.
I'm not sure what George is thinking. If I'm going to try to get into that mind, whew, I'll pass. But I think if he goes and requests a trade, they have to move on from him. And I think they'll keep him if not. I don't think the value's there for him. I mean, if you're going to bring him in with Metcalf, and you're obviously your goal is to win. Now he gives you that best opportunity. Worst comes to worst, you lose in free agency next year, and you get a third round comp.
That's right,
potentially, right?
That's right, and that's where I've changed my tune on it. Like I said, trade him for a second or third round pick. Well, why not play it out? Give this year's quarterback the best chance to succeed, and then he'll put up numbers. Like I don't think that's a question. He's going to put up numbers. He'll walk away. You get a third round pick.
Yeah, I mean,
all plus, I did was just say the same thing you said.
Plus, I mean,
now I'm frustrated.
Whoever his agent is, he got to show him a picture of T. Higgins. See what he did? This could be you. This is almost exactly you.
You know what? You're right. Just because the other guy's going to get yards and catches and score touchdowns doesn't mean you can't too and get paid. And in fact, it makes it a lot easier for you to get paid.
Man, I can't wait to see the Bengals. Whew. What are they doing? Spending all their money on four people.
They're about to. They're trying to pay Trey Hendrickson too, right now.
You're going to have four highest paid players in the NFL and a bunch of 900,000 guys.
That's right.
That might be enough.
Their defense was historically awful for most of last year, and they still had a puncher's chance at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
that's based on a quarterback who had an MVP year.
See, no reason to believe he can't do it again.
Right.
No, but he has to have one, even better.
That's what they're banking on, and I would bank on that too.
Mm-hmm.
That defense, man. Well, you got a new defensive coordinator. Maybe that will make the big difference.
Scheme makes a huge difference. We all know that. All right, well, I'll be less of a bummer tomorrow.
No, you won't.
No, because the coach will leave today.
Yep.
All right. You got Starkey and Pomp coming up next with Bandwagon Bechtold. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 5:40. Oh, yeah, quickly. Will the Steelers quarterback situation be figured out before tomorrow at 5:40?
Yes.
No.
No.
No. Gives you another day to talk Aaron Rodgers.
Great.